Blog Talk Radio.
Praise God, praise God, before the throne room of God. Amen. This is Pastor Barbara Burris, amen, and I'm a little bit late coming on. I was going to go and get a tooth pulled today and made other decisions. So we just want to lift God up today, amen, and give him glory. Amen. Praise God. Give him glory. Amen. I love him so much, and amen. Today is... we go on, amen, throughout today, amen. We need to continue to praise and worship him. You know, saints, excuse me, we're nearing the end, and there's going to be a lot of things getting ready to come forth in the earth realm, amen. And we're not prepared. I visited many churches and saw many pastors teaching many things, amen, and all of it was good, amen, praise God. I'm not knocking it, excuse me, amen, but I'm trying to talk with this mouth, amen, but at the same time, preparation was vitally important. We can hear somebody hoop and holler all day long, but when they haven't prepared the congregation, not for earthly living, but for spiritual living, then when war times come and all of these issues begin to happen on the earth, amen, our spirit man is going to faint. It's going to be confused. It's going to be not what you say, matured enough to handle a situation. If you are a parent and... you have raised your child up. One of the things that during the time of nurturing that child, you had to handle the various issues that went on in life concerning that child. And you had to make sure that you made the right decisions over that child's life as well as yours. Well, that's the way it is with the spirit man. Jesus not only came to live and die for us and to save us. But the Bible says in Isaiah 53 He travailed on the cross, birthing in pain to be delivered. Then in another portion of Isaiah, it speaks about who has ever heard of a man birthing forth a child. Well, Jesus was the one that birthed forth a new Adam. Those that would worship God in spirit and in truth, but not only worship him in spirit and in truth, but get character development and also to take off this mortal body, amen, because we must die, amen. We don't literally die. We sleep when we're in Christ. But the mortal body must be removed. This old flesh, this old Adamic, amen, man must be removed because it wars against the spirit and the spirit fights against it. Amen. They don't walk in agreement. The flesh, amen, is, oh my God. All they want to do is lust. All they want to do is sin. It knows no other thing to do because of what Adam did in the Garden of Eden when he fell from grace, amen, and took on the lower nature. His spirit man became the lower nature. So we have to put on this corporal spirit body, amen, and it is literally being transformed in the earth realm. That's where the transformation takes place. It doesn't take transformation in the heavens. When we get to God, amen, by way of the Holy Spirit, amen, through Jesus' blood and his death and bloodshed, amen, then we should enter into heaven being that corporal, amen, spirit body, amen, no longer of the flesh, but told spirit. And Paul speaks about the earthly tabernacle being dissolved, amen, and how we have a new heaven, amen, when we finish with this old earthly tabernacle. And God has numbered our days, amen. Everybody in the earth, amen, their days are numbered by God. He even knows the hairs that are on our head. Yes, there are some deaths that come in by Satan that nobody, you know about. But right then and there, God knows it, and he goes on, amen, and help those that are in that state. So we, as the body of Christ, amen, and the preachers, amen, have missed out on teaching us how to live holy, how that spirit man is supposed to be developed. So over 5 years ago or more, God gave me this topic, living a spirit life. Amen. And I want to discuss with you today, amen, our role, amen, in this. And I'm going to take you from step to step. I've been doing several segments of it, amen, and I want to continue. I started off in 2008 when I first started Blog Talk Radio. And I put it down, amen, on several occasions. And here not too long ago, I picked it back up because God says important. His people, he said, my people perish because of lack of knowledge. If there is a lack of knowledge, that means something is going on that's, amen, praise God. The truth is not being told or the revelation, amen, is not being revealed by the pastors or the teachers, or the apostles, or the evangelists, or the prophets, amen. And all of us, amen, that hold those offices have a vital revelation to tell the body of Christ. Each one, there's no private interpretation. There's a falsifying of the interpretations of the Bible, but there's no private interpretations, amen. So we as the body of Christ need to understand that, amen, in order to go to heaven, amen, and be totally developed, we got to take everything off, amen. We got to shed, amen, this old earthly body down here on earth, amen, so that the mortal body can take on immortality. Amen. So, amen. I had left off in April of A.D. 28. Jesus had finished combining a group of 12 men that would become his permanent disciples. They devoted their lives to him, thus giving up everything to follow him wherever he went. We have to give up everything, saints. And I'm going to tell you, it's not an easy thing. And it don't feel good, amen, when you let go of everything. Because you've been so used to, in the flesh man, adhering to and receiving these things until it seems awkward. It's the spirit man seems like it's not an important thing. It seems awkward when you try to live a spirit life. And then that's when the greatest persecution come in. You persecute it before you save because the enemy know who you are and don't want you saved. And then after you get saved, he really throws in everything he can but the kitchen sink. But we as the body of Christ, amen, need to understand that if we give up now, amen, this old fleshly nature, then we are sure to be characterly developed, amen, and be able to stand, amen, when the enemy come in upon our lives. He's coming in threatening your children. He's coming in destroying marriages. He's coming in doing everything that he's big enough to do. But before we go deep into the message, I want to pray. Father God, we just thank you right now for your grace and mercy. We thank you for keeping my mouth from hurting. Amen. Praise God. As I go, amen, in and try to expound the word by the Holy Spirit, I yield myself to the Holy Spirit, knowing that he is the author of my faith. Amen. Thank you, Jesus, and the finisher of my faith. Amen. As Jesus said he was. They are all three one, the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit, so I can make my prayers, amen, and literally cry out to, amen, God, amen, by way of the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit goes through Jesus, and Jesus goes through the Father, and the Father send word back to Jesus, amen, and Jesus send back word to the Holy Spirit. And the Holy Spirit moves upon what I pray for. So I just praise you, my Father. I praise you for the Holy Spirit. I praise you for Jesus Christ. I ask that you would touch lives all over the land. So many people are going through, and they don't have the knowledge to understand that just one more time, one more day with the Lord would mean more to them than it could ever, amen, you can ever imagine. So, Father, if it's their finances, their children, their home, their marriages, whatever they're struggling through, you're greater than the struggle. I love you so much. You're greater than anything we can even imagine. So I bless you, my Father, and I thank you for the word today in Jesus' name. Oh, how I love you. Anyway, as I was saying, amen, Jesus had just finished combining a group of 12 men that would become his permanent disciples. Amen, and they devoted their lives to him, thus giving up everything to follow him wherever he went. Amen. These men that followed him were merchants. They were fishermen. They gave up their occupation, amen, in order to follow him. That's one of the first things that we need to understand, that in giving up, amen, there is, amen, a blessing. Amen. A lot of people say, well, you know, I got to work and I got to do this and I got to do that. And then the Bible says, if you don't work, you don't eat. Amen. Praise God. And a lot of people don't understand.